It's time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got an observation you'd like to share or something you'd like to mention on air. Maybe you've caught me out in a mistake or an outright lie and you'd like to correct the record. We're always happy to hear from you, regardless of your motives. And you can get in touch with us by calling our TalkBack line. That's 218-999-9876. As Heidi mentioned, you can always send me an email. My address is jlatimer@kaxe.org. And you can also send them to comments@kaxe.org. It doesn't matter how you get in touch with us. We always like to hear from you. And we're going to start this week with two student reports, one from Pike Lake and the second one from the North Shore. These students are about to go on Christmas break, and here are their final observations leading into that holiday.
Good morning. My name is Olivia, and this is our report for the week of December 13th, 2020 from Pike Lake Elementary School area. On Sunday, I observed that the lake is frozen solid and the temperature has been getting below freezing. On Monday, I observed that the chipmunks like mixed bird seed better than sunflower seeds. On Tuesday, I observed the snow is melting and freezing back into ice. Leora observed that this winter we are only getting about an inch of snow at a time. She has noticed that there have been few rabbits around. Along with the rabbits, there have been quite a few deer. The interesting thing that she noticed about the deer, though, is that they have been pawing at the snow. It took her a while to realize it, but what they're actually doing is moving the snow so they can get the grass under it. She also noticed that there are less birds around her house. She thinks this because most of them have migrated. One last thing she saw was some birch that did not have bark. She does not know why it did not have bark, but she noticed that in this spot that had no bark, it was orange. She thought that this was cool. On December 14th, Blake observed at 4:43 p.m. it was 9 degrees with a high that day of 14. The snow depth at its highest point was 5 inches and its lowest point was 0 inches. At that time of day, there was barely any light out. Earlier that day, he had to shovel the driveway and the snow was powdery. But later in the day, when he measured the snow depth, it was very crunchy. Gavin observed that the ice on the lake makes cool sounds as it freezes. The ice freezes over each other and makes sharp ledges in certain areas on the lake. He also saw snow dust that blew across the ice, and it was 1 degree. He also experienced some unexpected snowfall the other day. Maisie noticed that the ice she covered up with snow is still slippery, but the snow on top of it is frozen on the ice. She decided that it must have been really cold last night. Now the snow won't come off the ice because it's frozen on. Britta reports that on December 14th at 6:54, it was 1 degree. She has been noticing every day that her snowmobile still has snow on the skis from when her brother rode it about 2 weeks ago. This tells her that her garage stays below freezing all day and all night. Her family has been getting big boxes in the mail, and when they open the contents, it is always very cold. She thinks that probably this is because the cardboard is very insulative material and it probably just kept all the cold air inside the box from when it was out in the single digit temperatures. Madison observed at her lake the ice was 4 to 5 inches thick. She also observed that a beaver chewed all the bark off the tree. She thinks that is from the summer. Heidi noticed that when her pond freezes, where there is a culvert in it with flowing water, The water goes over the frozen water. Tristan has noticed that there is not much snow outside and that it is getting really cold. He also observed that the snow was super soft and light. Bella observed frost on her window and it looked like snowflakes. She thinks this formed by the cold nights, but she is not sure. Lindsay was observing that there is a lot of fossil lichen on the trees at my house. This concludes for our report for the outer reaches of the Proctor School District. Be aware, things are happening out there.
Thank you, Olivia. That was a very nice job. Lots of great information in there. I have the same sort of paucity of rabbits. I haven't seen very many rabbits around my house in the winter season. Last year I had rabbits everywhere, but this year not so many. And of course that means the owls aren't as active either. She mentioned chipmunks, and I haven't seen a chipmunk in a couple of months over here, but my good friend Harry Hutchins tells me that they can come out any time of year when they're hungry for a little snack. So maybe Olivia's chipmunks are the hungry type.